Drones, license plate readers, and compliance sweeps, East County's technology-driven enforcement moment. Three distinct law enforcement developments in East County this week raise questions that extend well beyond their individual outcomes. The first and most policy-laden is the June 10th arson arrest attributed to the sheriff's drone program. Arson carries heightened stakes in communities like Lakeside, Alpine, and areas around Santee that sit in or near high fire risk zones, making the arrest itself significant. But the sheriff's decision to publicize the drone program's role is, in part, a public relations move intended to build support for continued investment in the technology. Civil liberties organizations have documented that law enforcement drone programs in California have expanded rapidly without commensurate growth in public oversight. The Los Angeles Police Department's drone program faced substantial community pushback over oversight gaps in recent years. Residents and elected officials should be asking, what specific protocols govern when the sheriff's drone program is activated, what data is retained, and who has oversight authority? The June 9th carjacking case presents a parallel dynamic. Automated license plate reader cameras, mounted on light poles and patrol vehicles throughout the county, logged the suspect's plate and enabled a rapid location. The Electronic Frontier Foundation has documented that most ALPR systems retain vehicle movement data for months or years, building a geographic profile that can be queried retroactively for any purpose. The specific use in this carjacking case was almost certainly appropriate. The broader question is who controls that aggregate data and under what conditions it can be accessed. The third development, a June 10th compliance check in Spring Valley that produced three arrests, is more routine. Officers verifying that individuals on probation or parole are meeting release conditions, with the arrests suggesting warrants or supervision violations. Taken together, the three stories describe a sheriff's department that is actively investing in both technology and traditional enforcement tools across East County. The question for residents is whether comparable investment exists in transparency mechanisms and community oversight, and whether forums equivalent to Tuesday's Vista detention session are being held in Spring Valley, Lakeside, or Santee itself.